Are you putting too much emphasis on new technology instead of the people that make it happen? Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
It's the day after Labor Day, and federal contractors have a chance to weigh in on information technology policy. A lot is in flux as the administration starts its policy reviews. For how and why you might want to be involved, Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. And Larry, what's going on? Something from Suzette Kent, an announcement that, hey, we're getting down to brass tacks here.
That's right, Tom. Federal CIO Suzette Kent announced just last week that her office is going to begin doing a top-to-bottom technology review that starts now, Tuesday after Labor Day, and it's going to continue until the end of the calendar year. I think this is a great opportunity for contractors to get involved, Tom, particularly contractors that have experience with selling IT solutions to the government. They know where the barriers are. They know where the disconnects are. And this is a great opportunity to make sure that industry's voice is heard as the administration does its top-to-bottom technology review.
And what types of things do you think could come up this time around?
Well, we know from what Suzette said, Tom, that they're going to look at FISMA, the cybersecurity metrics, and updating those to make sure that they're still consistent. So I think that FISMA comments, to the extent that companies have experience in dealing with those, what's good about FISMA, what do they leave out, how can things get matched, and what's realistic in terms of FISMA levels. Does everything, for example, need a FISMA level high solution? Probably not. But other things I think you'll be looking at are more widespread adoption of what I would call next generation cloud solutions, things that go beyond storage, that go into actual functioning IT systems. We're going to be looking at IT modernization. That's been a hallmark of this administration anyway, and I think there are some mixed results, frankly, about whether or not we've had significant modernization. Those are three areas that I think where industry could really have a major impact on shaping policy. These are policies, Tom, that may not affect the way you sell tomorrow, but they certainly can affect the way that you're selling in a few months from now and years from now.
And what is the mechanism by which a contractor can get its voice heard? You can't just go in and say, hey, I'm here to see Suzette Kent. Or maybe you can. I don't know. I haven't tried it.
Well, I certainly recommend reaching out to the Office of Management and Budget and saying, hey, we're interested in this process. We'd like to submit comments. Not everybody can sit down with Suzette Kent, but they're going to be a team of people. You can bet, for example, that GSA is going to be a major part of this process. They buy a lot of IT, and they tend to be the foot soldiers for the Office of Management and Budget for projects like these, Tom. So talking with your colleagues in GSA, making sure your voice gets heard there. And also, I think I'll put in a plug for industry associations. These are great issues through which you can have your opinions voiced and have a real impact through an association, and leave it to the association executives to figure out how to make sure that voice gets heard.
And I think one clue to what kinds of technologies they might be thinking about came from that Mick Mulvaney memo of a couple weeks ago on work streamlining and getting rid of low-value work in agencies. He said in that memo, OMB would be looking at robotic process automation and similar technologies to automate what people should not have to do that's repetitive or low-value work.
That's exactly right, and I think that's probably going to be a focus of this review as well, getting simple, repetitive tasks out of the hands of people and getting it into machines. We've been talking also a lot about machine learning. This goes hand in glove with that, and making good use of your workforce. I think that's particularly important, not just in the technology workforce, Tom, but in the acquisition workforce as well. Any contracting officer will tell you that they have more than enough repetitive steps that they need to take every time they modify or award a contract. So there's lots of opportunity to automate those processes and make the human workforce more productive.
We're speaking with Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners. And switching gears here, You have also written about the something that a lot of people are starting to notice, and that is the other transaction authorities that have become really popular in the Defense Department.
Tom, phenomenally popular. As DOD is looking for ways to get more projects out the door in a very limited amount of time, the use of other transaction authority has really exploded. Bloomberg government, among other statistics that they have put out, is expecting that if all of the obligations were and options were exercised under existing DOD OTAs, the spending would reach as much as $48 billion.
That's about 20% of DOD spending.
It's a tremendous amount of money, and it really says if you're a contractor and you're not doing business with companies that are involved in OTAs, for example, two-thirds of OTA business goes through consortia, which are groups of both universities and nonprofits as well as contractors. So that's how this money is getting spent, a lot of it. So if you're a contractor and you're not taking advantage of OTA authority and you're not part of one or more consortiums, then you probably are losing business and you need to closely examine how you can become part of this world.
And also just clarify for us, OTAs are permitted under the FAR. This is not some kind of a bizarre legal twist they're making up.
Oh, not at all, Tom. OTAs, in fact, have been around for a number of years. It's just been in the last couple of years since the FY17 defense bill, where Congress expanded OTA authority, that we've seen OTA use take off. It was really a great intersection of timing and opportunity, Tom, because we had that extra authority given in FY17, and then Congress was very late in appropriating money in FY18. Not only were they late, they gave DOD extra money. So it should be no surprise, really, that they're using expanded use of the tool that Congress gave them mere months before.
Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. As always, thanks so much.
Tom, I appreciate it, and I wish your listeners happy selling.